so now, said the voice, "Got your tongue now." The man's mouth was open. He just and I said, "Sir, he's just telling you that he can work for you. But if he can't work today, you'll have to work tomorrow." He said, "Thank God somebody can understand."
He'd never understand it, believe me.
The boy was telling him that he couldn't work today, but he could work tomorrow, but he didn't call it tomorrow. He said the next day. And he was, they just added days on to it. They didn't say it all day tomorrow or something like that.
I haven't had a chance. I've talked to, he's about 30 or 40 years old. And he's been, his family's been about three generations. They came in from Key West, they live in Grove area. And they were immigrants from Jamaica. But he has just a slight sort of an English layer. There's no heavy accent.
Nassau has been English so long.
So has Jamaica.
The way that Miami's first street, which is next to Flavor, looked when they were clearing it from the early days of...
Just a lane.
It was a road space from the mangoes grows from the space that they wanted to build the road, and then they didn't pave it for several years. They just had a short dirt road. And here are the little houses that people built out of any lumber that they could get hold of, and you see tents back of it in another area where people are living until they can get lumber to build a house.
So this should be like one or two or three rooms in a row.
Yeah, well.
What would you call a house like this?
Some of them call them shanties, some of them call them shacks, some of them call them
lean-tos.
They
were in tents that were built up just so high and then a tent above.
They lived any way they could to work on those hotels and all the...
There was no such thing as boarding down here.
There was a couple of larger rooms where they would have bunks up the side, and they'd call them boarding houses because the family would cook and share the men that were working on the hotels, and they would sleep in this bunk room. And it would be a long room where they'd have beds. But there was only about two or three of those. So it was live as live could.
Would you ever call these like a shotgun house? You ever heard that term?
It was shanties or shacks. Whatever they could put up. Now, my Uncle John was the first photographer. He had his family here, and he lived in one of these little houses that just was a makeshift. It was a makeshift house, but it was sturdy, dry.
Let me see if I can find that one.
But that didn't make any difference. We lived quite similar. But anyway, that's the way people had to live. So when my father built that three-room house out there, up on off the ground and had steps to it, and then soon built a porch while we were living like kings.
Like a man in this house?
Yeah.
You know, I just noticed we got the downstairs pretty much. What about the upstairs?
There were three bedrooms. Yeah. From the early days, they had people that had boats that could go out and try to help them.